I've been so excited about this opportunity to talk to a dear friend, Petra Van Nuys. And of course, hi, Petra. How are you in Chicago today?
I am doing very well. How are you doing?
I am great. And finally, playing your music here for the last 4 years since I've been here at WMKV, WLHS. Of course, we've known each other longer. And lots of folks know you because you grew up here, right?
Yes, I did. I spent 27 years in Cincinnati. So grew up and became an adult in Cincinnati.
And so what you're doing coming up in town is celebrating the release of a new CD. And
Correct. So
tell us about this beautiful CD, Because We're Night People. That's the name of it, which is a very evocative title.
Well, I think it's an evocative CD. It's a duet with a wonderful pianist. My favorite pianist that I've worked with here in Chicago, his name is Dennis Luxon, and it's just by chance that he has a sister who lives in Cincinnati. So we were discussing, Cincinnati because of our common thread there, and he was interested in perhaps coming to Cincinnati to visit his sister, and I just thought, well, let's do our CD release in Cincinnati. We've done one here in Chicago. The CD actually came out, it was recorded last March, so almost a year ago. It was recorded live, and then it came out, I believe, in my memory is shot, maybe September, October, and then we did a CD release here, but we just thought it would be fun to do another one in Cincinnati. So Dennis is a beautiful player. He kind of has, to me, almost an impressionistic style. He's one of the most sensitive musicians I've ever worked with. He listens closer than anybody I've ever played with, and he just feels like he's right there with you, supporting you, and supporting the kind of the meaning of the song, which to me is the most important thing. I like to get the lyrics across, and Dennis is kind of, I like to call him a co-storyteller, because that's what he does through his beautiful pianistic stylings, and he just has gorgeous harmonies. I know you're, of course, a fan of Bill Evans, and mm-hmm. you're married to a pianist, so every pianist is a fan of Bill Evans, so yeah. Dennis, I know, is a huge student of Bill Evans's work, so he kind of plays in that style to me, and it's just gorgeous. So he came up with this idea of doing a duo CD. We had played a million duo gigs, and I was just so honored that he wanted to make a CD with me, and he said, you come up with a theme. And so I just had been having this thought for a while of doing a bunch of night songs, and he agreed. We're both night people, so this just fit right in with our general life philosophy.
I love
and
it.
Style.
Because we're night people, and thus the name of the CD. I love it. And these songs, some of my favorites are on this CD. I thought, did you and I talk about what you should? No. We didn't, and obviously you just filled it with songs. Count Your Blessings, of course, Irving Berlin.
Yeah.
I absolutely am a huge fan of Bob Dorough, Small Day Tomorrow. I about flipped out when I saw that was on there, because you never hear that song, very rarely, hear it live, or, you know, I still keep coming across people who don't know who Bob Dorough was, which is no problem, you will, because I'm going to play this song. Today, after we talk. And Street of Dreams, another wonderful night people, of course. But tell us a little bit how the process was. Did you pick all the songs, or did you and Dennis get together and make that decision?
I usually pick all the songs that we play. Sometimes I wish Dennis would give more input, but he's kind of just like he's such, on top of being a beautiful player, that it's reflected. It's like, you know, the classic, if you don't live it, it won't come out of your horn. He's just such a mellow person. So he's just kind of just like, whatever you like, you know, kind of guy. If he was kind of like, you pick all the tunes, you know.
Nice.
I think he's so used to being in the role of accompanist that he, sometimes on gigs, I'll be like, Dennis, what do you want to play? And he just draws a blank, you know. So he wanted me to pick the songs, and they're all songs though, that he likes. I mean, I kind of gave him a bunch of tunes I already did, and then I kind of found some new ones that I had been wanting to learn anyway, so it was a good excuse, like that song Night People. And that's the one I think that really sold Dennis on the whole scene, because he really took to that song, just the lyrics and the vibe of the song, and also just the harmonic structure of the song. He really dug it. And after that, after we kind of were playing that song on some gigs, he was like, yes, let's go for the night theme. So, yeah.
And how has it been received? You've been getting good feedback? And
yeah, somehow people really like it, which was another one of Dennis's good ideas. He said, you know, normally when you're on a gig, you have to do a fast song and you do a slow song. You know, you have to keep it balanced.
Because it's like a radio show.
In front of a live, exactly. You're in front of a live audience. And I don't know if it's been beaten into all of us or just we're trained, or that is probably just a formula that from the beginning of time has always worked.
Yeah.
But Dennis was like, let's throw that out and just like go for a vibe, which is something I haven't done on any CD. So his thing was just kind of a vibe of being either kind of dreamy or moody. I mean, there's a couple tunes that are a little faster and perkier, but for the most part, it has that kind of nighttime vibe. Mm-hmm. And so I think because of that, it has been really well received. I think people do seem to go with a thematic idea, because it's more like a movie or something that has, you know,
creating a mood,
a through line. Yeah, a mood, exactly. So it has been really well received, and in fact, we just got a 4-star rating in Downbeat, which, as I know, kind of hard to get. So that was
fantastic.
A good thing.
Congratulations!
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not easy
and
at all.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was saying that's not easy at all to get Downbeat to even listen. Sometimes.
No kidding. I know it's hard, and I've been doing all the press work myself, and I know you do a lot of press things for people, so you know how hard it is to get them to even crack open this CD is a feat. And then if they like it, that's, you know, check number two.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, we're going to play some selections from this as soon as you and I wrap up, but I want to let folks know that you are coming into town not only for the CD release party, which will be Monday evening, the 25th, 7:30 to 10 at our friends Cafe Vivace, Coffee House by Day, Jazz Lounge by Night, I love that, in Walnut Hills. And our audience is familiar with Brett Gallagher. He's been supporting the station and also been on a couple times on the show. Cafe Vivace's at 975 East McMillan in Walnut Hills. I know you've been to the space, Petra. How do you like performing in that room?
I love the space. I mean, anytime there's a club owned by jazz musicians, right away, you know, it's a winner, because they know what to do. They know what we need, because vibe is everything. Kind of what we were just saying about a mood. You know, if the owners are not people that really know or enjoy the music, sure, you can still have a good time. But when the owners are people that are deep in it, that just opens up a whole new level of enjoyment for everyone.
And Dennis will be playing the beautiful piano that's there at Cafe Vivace. There's a Steinway grand piano there. And so I encourage folks to take a look. To Cafe Vivace has a Facebook page, and he has booked out weeks ahead. You can scroll down and see all the different acts that are coming in to town, and go and check that out. And you can call and find out more at Cafe Vivace Coffee House Jazz Lounge by just giving him a jingle, 513-601-9897. And you're also appearing somewhere else in town this weekend. Can you tell us what's going on? And your husband, Andy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful guitarist. We play Andy's music here, too, of course, and he's got lots of friends here. And Andy's going to be with Paul Keller, wonderful bass player. And he'll be at Cafe Vivace Saturday night, Andy and Paul.
Yes.
And
that's not to be missed. I love Paul Keller. Okay, Andy and I have been lucky enough to go to Michigan. Paul Keller's actually in Michigan. So we've gone there at least once a year and played with Paul, and he's an outstanding bassist. I would give anything if he'd move to Chicago, honestly. But I think that will be a fantastic duo. And then I'm also very excited because on Friday night I'll be playing with the wonderful Rob Allgaier. No nepotism here, but Robin.
Yeah, full disclosure.
Full disclosure. Robin's husband on piano, and Rob and I have known each other since the very beginnings of when I was playing jazz. So he's one of the very first people that I ever played with. I love Rob. It was the first time I ever sat in anywhere was at the Iron Horse when Rob was playing there years ago. So,
I didn't know that was the first time. I'll be darned.
The very first time. So Rob goes way back with me, and I absolutely adore Rob. It's like in the best sense of the phrase. It's like putting on an old shoe, you know? It's so comfortable. And or an old slipper, even more comfortable. And then it will be me and Rob and Peter Jemis, who I've never played with, who's a fantastic bassist from what I've heard from Rob, and then Dan Dries, one of my absolute heroes, playing on the tenor saxophone, and we'll be at the Orchids at the Omni Netherland on Friday night. The 22nd, from 9 till midnight for our night owls.
All right. For you night people.
Yeah. For you night people.
For you night people. Petra, this is so fun. We should have done this earlier, but we'll do it again.
We can do it every day from now on.
I know. And I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you more, too, just about what it's like for you as a woman making music and how the scene is in Chicago. But I think we're going to wrap this up for now, and let's make a date to talk again.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I want folks to hear what you do. So we're going to follow this little chat with a couple of pieces from your brand new CD that you'll be having a second CD release party, a Cincinnati CD release party this Monday night, 7:30 to 10 at Cafe Vivace and East McMillan Avenue in Walnut Hills. Thank you, Petra. Looking forward to hearing you and seeing you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome.